Let's pray together, shall we? Dear God, we ask that you open the eyes of our hearts to receive your word this morning and plant it in us, that it would affect change, that we would know, Lord, the depth and riches of your grace and your mercy. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Everybody has a world view. Right? A worldview is defined as a collection of attitudes, values, stories around which shape our whole lives. Worldviews are expressed in ethics, religion, philosophy, scientific beliefs, and feelings. And the prevalent worldview in our culture today is centered around the individual, our feelings. It's the autonomy of the self. We become a law to ourselves. All that matters, it seems, is self-gratification of the individual. Just turn on the television and you see every commercial that's saying, what you have is not good enough. You need something better. You need something more. You need something to make you feel younger, thinner, whatever it may be. Truth in our culture today is determined by individual preference or whoever seems to be in power. As the 19th century philosopher Friedrich Nietzsche said, there is no absolute timeless truth. Instead, what we call truth is just a human construct, a social adaptation, or what a group feels to be true. Gone are the days where there was an overarching view of right and wrong based on natural law, which God built into creation. No longer is there any transcendent being above ourselves. All we have is the here and the now. Even in many churches today, the Bible is not God's word where he speaks to us his law and his promise. But it's rather, we bring our own agenda to the Bible. We interpret the Bible to suit our own needs, rather than the Bible interpreting you and me. That says we need a Savior and salvation. So our culture's become kind of a cafeteria-style religion, where I choose what suits my needs instead of hearing God's law that says I'm a sinner and in need of salvation through Jesus Christ. And you know what? Not only does everyone have a world view, everyone has a God. About a month ago, I was at our community pool trying to get some sun. And I was reading an essay for the class that I happened to be taking. And next to me were two gentlemen at a table, and they were talking, making a lot of noise. And as I was done reading the paper, one of them said, well, what is it you're reading? And I said, well, it's a paper on how we interpret the Bible. And so then we proceeded to get into a discussion about religion. Well, they happened to be Jewish. Well, the one guy said, well, religion is just being a good person. And I said, I find that interesting, you being Jewish. Don't you know the Torah? He said, well, no, I really don't. Well, it says in the Torah that if you keep the whole law of God, then you are a good enough person. Do you keep the whole law? And he said, no, not really. So then what you think is being good is just mere ethics. That's not a relationship with God. And then the other one chimed in and said, well, I'm an atheist. I said, well, really? What does that mean? Does it mean there is no God? I said, you know what? Everybody has a God. People's God can be money, wealth, career, self-indulgence, education, science. A God is anything. And hear this, that you put your trust in, anything you rely on to give you meaning in life. And then he looked at me and said, you know, you're right. And it was kind of like he knew what his gods were. So there's no such thing as an atheist. Everyone has something that they trust in, that they believe will give them meaning and some sort of happiness and purpose in life. That's what the late Francis Schaeffer called the mannishness of man, which says that people will say there is no God, yet they live as if there is one. But see, that's not the worldview we teach our students here at Hope Lutheran School. We teach a worldview that truth is absolute, and that God has given us His truth in creation and in His Word. We teach that God has revealed Himself in nature, in the world, and in His Son, Jesus Christ. How do we know? It's as evident as the nose on your face. Listen to what St. Paul says in our reading this morning that Doug just read from Romans. For what can be known about God is plain to everyone, because God has shown it to them. For His invisible attributes, namely His eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly perceived ever since the creation of the world in the things that have been made. So, no one is without excuse. So we teach at Hope Lutheran School that God has clearly made truth available to us in creation and in His Son, Jesus Christ, who said in our gospel this morning, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. We teach the Ten Commandments here at Hope, especially the first commandment, which says, you shall have no other gods before me. None. Martin Luther, in his small catechism, defines the first commandment as, we should fear, love, and trust God above all things. Above all things means above all the other gods that we have set up in our lives. The worldview we teach at Hope Lutheran is that the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit should be number one in our lives. But the problem is sin invades us as we create more and more gods in our lives. The Bible says that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Not one is righteous. No one, not one, can be perfect before God. That we were all born dead into sin, as St. Paul teaches us in Ephesians 2. We're all utterly lost without Jesus and destined for eternal punishment. Why? Because we were all born dead in sin because our first parents, Adam and Eve, rebelled against God and sin entered the human race. How do we know? We're all going to die. The Bible says in Romans, just as sin entered the world through one man and death through sin, and in this way death came to all men because all sinned. Death is the consequences of the original sin we inherited when we were born. Now you may say, well, Adam and Eve was just a myth. Bible story is just a story. Really? One thing we know, you look out in our society today, we all know that something is pretty rotten in Denmark, right? It's not a good scene. You see, sin separates us from God. There's no amount of good we can do, like my Jewish friend thinks, or amount of effort that we can perform that makes us right with God. In fact, the Bible says that all our good works are like filthy rags before God. We can bring nothing to God but our sin. We come to God with our pockets empty. Because of our sinful condition before God, we teach here at Hope Lutheran School that Jesus, God's Son, is the only way to salvation. There's no other way. In our gospel again this morning, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. Now that seems pretty offensive or bigoted in our culture today, where we have so many truths, but no ultimate truth. Well, I'm here to tell you that the gospel is offensive because it takes away the pride of man and shows us who we really are in the eyes of God. That's why, and you know the verse, John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. And whoever believes in him is not condemned. But hear this. Whoever does not believe stands condemned already because he has not believed in the name of God's only Son." You see, God sent Jesus to die on the cross to bear your sin and my sin. By believing and placing your faith in Jesus, all your sins are transferred to him. Your punishment is paid for, and his righteousness is given to you. No other religion in the world teaches that. They all teach what we must do to make ourselves right with God. But Christianity is different because it says that what God has done for us in Christ. And Jesus was raised from the dead to make us right with God and promise us eternal life. He has conquered death. We can be assured of our salvation when that last moment, when we take that last breath, that we can pass from death to life because of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We too now live, as the Bible says, a new life in Christ. That's the worldview we teach here at Hope Lutheran School, that Jesus Christ is Lord, that because of our sin we need a Savior, and there's no other way to salvation except through faith in Christ. So what's your worldview? Who or what is your God? Jesus is reaching out to you this morning and saying, "Come to me, all who are heavy laden and burdened. I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me." In other words, no matter how bad you've been or how much you messed up your life or how many relationships have been destroyed, Jesus is in the business of restoring us and continually pouring out his mercy and grace in your life. And maybe you're struggling this morning with guilt and anxiety or depression. Jesus can free you from all guilt and shame. You can be assured of the forgiveness of all your sins. You can be assured of his presence in your life. By his death and resurrection, you're assured of the forgiveness of your sins, past, present, and future. He comes to you this morning to give you hope, peace, joy, and a new life. Now that's a worldview worth having. God can change your worldview by trusting in Jesus as your Savior. Let him live through you, for he is the only way to salvation. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep your heart and mind in our Lord Jesus Christ.